Blog Talk Radio.
There's where it's at, there's where real shit pops. At the table discussing real hip hop. I'm CDI, officially spitting. Matter of fact, call in and give your opinion. Tell that other garbage to wrap it up, it's all over. Lush pretty much got it covered from all over. And don't say I ain't so cold, warn ya. Like a wrestling ring is wrapped in four corners. I'm CDI, listen to people's choice. Right now with Lushy Lush, the people's voice. Make sure that you log in the rush. And you locking in with us, and you're locking into Lush. Oh yes, and you know that they feeling it. Cause they on the phone like Blog Talk Radio, I'm feeling this. I'm telling you right now, I'm done playing, yo. Y'all people need to log on to Lush Radio.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building all day. You know what I'm saying? All day in the paint. Your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. Always give you ear crack like you already know. You know what I'm saying? Today we're going to have, you know what I'm saying, some hot cats live in the building. We're going to have your girl Nancy O, you know what I'm saying, from the Nancy O show. And we're going to have the group, you know what I'm saying, Rebellious live in the building. We're getting it in on Lush Radio Online. We want to thank our sponsor, Strictly Bump One. And we also want to thank Diverse Media Group, LLC. That's going to be live, that's, you know what I'm saying, definitely doing their thing. They got the new sweater collection for the men. Y'all ladies looking for a gift for your man, y'all need to log on to www.strictly11.com. Check out the new sweater edition. We're going to have your girl Nancy O live in the building, and we're going to have the group Rebellious live in the building. We're getting it cracking, baby. This is the last interviews. The last interviews going down for the year, for this quarter. So we're knocking them out, baby. Nancy O is one of the hottest online radio. She got the online, and she got commercial radio. Man, this girl, when they say I work hard, man, this girl work hard, man. I don't give that many people credit. This girl right here, I love her to death. She goes hard in the paint. This the girl right here repping for the Carolinas. You know what I'm saying? We're going to check the phone lines and see if she in there with us. Caller from the 919, you're live in the building on Lush Radio. What's cracking?
What's happening, Lush? You know I got that Carolina love for you. What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. To digging in the scene on the gasoline. Woohoo. I got to go ahead and give you a Lush Radio welcome, baby. And we got to do for the Divas. What's up, Nancy?
What's going on? What you got going on this week? I know you stay super busy.
Hey, girl, man. You know, Strictly Bump One, our official sponsor, just came out with the new sweater line, you know what I'm saying, for the Christmas season, you know what I mean? You know, and it's definitely hot, so, you know, I'm plugging that situation in. Friday, you know what's going down. We're going to have Kevin Shine live in the building, you know what I'm saying, dealing with Jive Records. He's going to be live in the building on this Make It or Break It situation, and we're doing that $10, you know what I'm saying, promo right now, you know what I'm saying? We're tweeting the music. People giving feedback, you know what I'm saying? People getting downloads and seeing if they're making it on Friday. Show is going down this Friday. Hopefully I can get Nancy O to stop in for a couple of seconds, you know what I'm saying, to jam some of this music, you know, since she as busy as me, you know what I'm saying? Woo! What's up, girl? Get them shout-outs out, girl.
You know, I don't really do shout-outs. I thought I'd shout-out everybody who had a great day. And look forward to having a great evening. How about that?
That's what it is, man. Nobody could do it like Nancy O. Nancy is repping the Carolinas, man. Tell us about, you know what I'm saying, how it is coming up from the Carolinas, you know what I'm saying, and when did you say, hey, man, I'm going to do this Nancy O. I'm about to go hard in the paint. This is me. Tell us.
Let's see. I started the show about a year and a half ago, and I just wanted to have my own radio outlet that I control, my own entity that I can control, and that I can build and do radio my way. I mean, much respect to everybody that does work for a corporate entity, because there's definitely some benefits to doing so, but there's also something to be said for, just like you, Lush, having your own brand and being able to own it and control it and do it like you want to do it.
Real talk. So, you know, when you got in the game, what do you think was like your hardest adversity? You know, I know us as women, we have our different situations. Just the first, we're black and we women. And, you know what I'm saying? At that, you know what I'm saying? Tell me the hardest thing.
I say the hardest adversity, and this is just something I deal with on a regular basis, is just finding people you can actually trust in the game, whatever your hustle is, be it management, be it radio, be it magazine, be it model, be it photography. It just seems like there are a lot of untruthful people in the game for whatever reason. So you have to be careful who you pick to do your business with, and you have to do your research before you break bread with anybody.
That's real talk. You never lied about that one, Pippin. You never lied. And I swear, in 2009, girl, we done seen them sheets in wool clothing, baby. Tell them, baby. For real. They is definitely off the chizang. You know what I mean? And also, Nancy, tell us, you know what I mean, when you decided to do the Nancy O Show, did you think that it was going to be as big as it is now?
Yes, I did. I mean, that was no arrogant tip, but that was what I visualized. And I will say I did not expect the word to spread as it did.
Uh-huh.
I get interesting phone calls and emails all the time. So that I did not expect. I always hoped and visualized on some humble tip, but I'm pleased. I'm real. I try to be real humble about everything, and it's been a lot of fun.
That's what's up, man. You know how some people, they be like, you know, I do radio, but you got, like, you know what I'm saying, rival stations or rivals. Have you ever had any rivals or people just, you know, mad because you're a female and you strong at what you do?
Not that I know of. If they are, they hiding behind the scenes where I can't see them and hear from them. They're probably out there, but you know what? I try to keep whatever. A lot of hate doesn't come my way that often, but when it does, I keep my blinders on and I just stay in my lane. I know my role and I play my role. So if it's out there, I'm not aware of it.
That's what it is, man. And Nancy, and for the callers joining us just now, we got Nancy O live on the show with the Nancy O Show, representing the Carolinas, doing a 1-2, you know what I'm saying, powerful female boss, love her to death, man. You know, this is my other sister in the industry. We get it in when I'm on the radio tip. And, you know, we're going to also have Rebellious live in the building. You know what I'm saying? They are hot. They some hot artists doing their thing. They remind you of 8-Ball and MJG. They're getting it in. They're going to be on in a few minutes. So Nancy, man, you know, tell us about the Nancy O Show. Tell us what kind of formats on the Nancy O Show. What are the times and everything to check that out? Where all the different stations? You on college radio, online? Let us know what's the deal, man.
So the format is truly whatever I like or whatever the listeners request. I speak primarily to hip-hop and R&B, but sometimes depending on my mood or the listener's mood, I might play some poetry. I might play some ZZ Top. But primarily it's urban, and I do play some urban contemporary and adult urban as well. And it airs every second Thursday on WXYC 89.3 FM, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. That's my feature show night. That's the night where I play strictly new artists, or I feature business people or people in the community come in to the station, and I feature whatever business or movement they have going. That's my specialty feature night. And then every Wednesday night on W South Radio, that's a new station, at 7 p.m. the show airs. That's out of Columbia, South Carolina.
That's real talk right there, man. And if y'all didn't know, and if y'all ain't checked me out, the one and only, your girl, Lushy Lush, is live on that feature show. You know what I'm saying? Getting cracked, man. With the one and only Nancy Yo, man. You know what I'm saying? You know. And you know, being a diva in the industry, you know what I'm saying? Because Nancy Yo, you know, she a fine, chocolate woman. You know what I'm saying? You know, being a diva in the industry, how hard is it, you know, men trying to get at you, you know, when you just trying to, when you trying to do business? Like, you know what I'm saying? Is that like, how is it, man?
I mean, it's there. I think it's there regardless of what industry you're in. However they come at you, be it respectful or disrespectful, if they come sideways, it's your responsibility to let them know what your limits are. So how far they take it is how far you allow them to take it. If you don't want to go there, then you need to let them know strictly on the radio, this is about business and not about spreading the leg. So it all ends with you. So you have to let them know.
Definitely, man. Nancy Yo ain't playing no games. Nancy Yo come with the straight promotional material. Nancy Yo coming in with the Nancy Yo shirts, the badges. Nancy Yo don't play no games, man. Y'all better step y'all game up. I love this girl, man. For real, man. So, Nancy, right, you besides just doing the Nancy Yo show, you got a hot event that's been going on for a couple of years, you know, representing and respecting the women in the industry, hip-hop and worldwide. You know what I'm saying? Just positive women, the bosses, doing their thing. Tell us more about that event and everything, some of the sponsors and everything. Tell us about that whole movement.
So the Women in Hip-Hop event started, it's the Women in Hip-Hop, well, come So Hip-Hop to me right now. That's the official name. It stands for Soul and Hip-Hop Out of Me. But 4 years ago, real talk, true story, I was hanging out in the station I work at in Chapel Hill, and they have a hip-hop, they have a hip-hop room, and in the hip-hop room is straight vinyl stacks, records, just from floor to ceiling. The ceilings are like, I don't know feet real well, but if the ceilings are like 10 foot high and the shelves are like crazy wide, and there's nothing but hip-hop vinyl. And I was just thinking through the stacks one night, Tank kept coming across a lot of records from female rappers from the 80s and 90s that either I had never heard of or I had not heard from in a long time. So I just decided to do a special where I did a history of female rappers. So I did it 1 year. I got a lot of good feedback. I did it another year. And then by the third year, people started asking me, hey, are you doing the history of female rappers or the Women in Hip Hop radio special? And it just grew from there. And this year, I took it to another level and added an honors and concert event portion where with the honors, we honor women in and of the culture of hip-hop whose work positively impacts the culture. And for the concert, it's artists, male or female, performing their material, just giving them an outlet to creatively express themselves. So for 2010, we're adding, continuing to build on the concept. It will be the fifth year of the Women in Hip-Hop radio special. So we're going to do that. And then we're going to do the honors and concert like we always do. But this year, or 2010, we're pulling in because I wanted a way to bridge the gap for the next generation of women in hip-hop, the next girls that have come up to do it. So Soul Hip-Hopotomy is partnering with the Building a Better You program, which is a life skills and development program for teen and preteen girls. A lot of the girls in the program come through the judicial court system in our area, or they come from the local high school, and it teaches the girls how to believe in themselves, be driven, confident, have self-esteem. And so we're doing a whole day of events leading up to 2010's honors and concert, and the dates are March 11th through the 13th, 2010. So we're really excited about it. We have some great sponsors, Diverse Media Group being one, Internationalist Books, which is a great bookstore in Chapel Hill, was another sponsor, Subsonic, which airs on XM Sirius Satellite Radio, is another sponsor. We also have, oh, my gosh, I cannot forget my sponsors. Cecilia Yours Salon, which is a fabulous hair salon in this area, is another sponsor. We also have LR Consulting Entertainment, which is a consulting group out of Atlanta, Georgia, another one of our sponsors. So we have some fabulous sponsors, and I'm just really appreciative of our sponsors to be able to buy into our vision for a great event in 2010.
That's what it is, man. You guys, you definitely need to support that. Ladies, y'all need to go ahead and support that. If you need information on that, you go www.nancyoshow. Is Nancy O Radio Show? Is it Nancy O Radio Show or Nancy O Show?
Yes. www.nancyoradioshow.com. And I want to take this time out to thank Lush. Lush, you have supported my grind, my Carolina grind, from like the first day that we started building. And I just appreciate you taking the time to highlight what I'm doing and make it a part of your movement and also your business entities that support my grind. I just, you know, much respect.
I mean, you know what, girl? You know, the quote is, if we ain't working together, we ain't working at all. What's the purpose of it? You know what I'm saying? And I got to support the strong sister that I believe is real and definitely believes in the whole point of the bigger picture. And there's a bigger picture beyond this. So that's the reason why, you know, I support a strong sister like you, man. You my sister, man. Come on now. Let's get it together. You know, and I implore all of you guys to support the Nancy O Show, radio show, and I need you guys to go over there, log on. We need sponsors, you know what I'm saying, you know, and for artists that want to get on, we got different packages, you know, going down, so y'all need to go ahead and check that out. If you want more information, you can go on Nancy's site, or you can go to www.lushradioonline.com, and you can go to the blog area. And you could type in the Women's in Hip Hop, or it's Soul for Me. Y'all can check that situation out, and y'all can go find that out. Or you can Twitter Nancy on Twitter. Nancy, give them your Twitter and all that information, how they can get in contact with you.
Yes. It is twitter.com/ Nancy O Radio Show. And that's Nancy with an I, not a Y. Much respect, Lush. Thank you.
Girl, man, it's all about you. We got to support you, man, and everything that you're doing. And the last thing is, if, you know, we going into 2010, man, what are some of the things that you feel like are your big accomplishments? And the other question is, if you had any kind of advice to give some of these young youth that's coming into this industry, what would it be?
Say accomplishment, real talk, Lush, is just having the ability to be able to move forward to my dreams. My vision, and being able body and able minded to be able to work on that every day and work towards my goals every day. To me, that's the biggest accomplishment, and having folks support that. And then any advice, I would say number one for girls, men or women, whomever, the number one, always keep it real with yourself above anything else. Never lie to yourself. I mean, you may lie to others. You know, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. That's what Jay-Z says. But I think it's most important for you not to lie to yourself and keep it real with yourself. Number two, stay humble. Number three, stay in your lane. Number four, and also very important, is to build good relationships with folks. Don't just always have your hands out. Always just look to build strong business relationships.
Definitely, man. I love you, girl. I know you're busy. I know you got so much stuff to do. But I just want to thank you for coming through, you know what I'm saying, and checking in on the check-in. This has been long overdue, man. And you know what I'm saying, I'm glad I was able to be blessed to have you on the show today.
Shout out to Lush Radio Online.
Oh, man. I love Nancy O, man. Check out the Nancy O Show, man. It goes on. What are the times, Nancy, real quick before you bounce?
Yeah, every second Thursday, 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, and also on WXYC Chapel Hill, and every Wednesday, 7 p.m., W South Radio. Go to NancyOradioShow.com. Got all the times, dates, links, and everything.
That's what's up, man. We love you, Nancy.
Y'all take it easy, and definitely be sure to check out Lush Radio Online on a regular basis.
That's what's up, man. I love this girl, man. Caroline in the building. Thank you. I'm going to hit you on the flip side, boo. That's what's up. Y'all need to check out Nancy O's show and support her, man. That's my girl right there. We are going to go to a quick commercial. When we come back from commercial, we're going to have one of the hottest duos. I'm talking about one of the hottest duos getting it in, representing Hard Body for the Carolinas. And they are called Rebellious because they're so rebellious. Don't they give you goosebumps, man? We're going to commercial. We're going to be back with Rebellious. So watch out now. Brace yourself. Turn your amps up. It ain't no game right now. We getting it in. Let's radio, baby.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com.
That's hustleevents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Stick 'em. Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. And I already told y'all, man, I done warmed y'all up. We had the hottest radio show host on the line besides myself, Nancy O. Definitely checking in. I love that girl to death. Y'all need to support her. Now, coming to the stage, we're going to have one of the hottest duos breaking out in the industry. These cats remind you of 8-Ball and MJG. They've been compared to them. These artists are on a serious grind. They released their first album entitled Revelation, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they're known as Short, and G, okay? And they're definitely getting their thing on, man. It's going down. It is going down. It is going down. South better stand up. Worldwide better stand up. Because we got Rebellious.
Gia.
What up?
What it do? What it do?
Ain't nothing much. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane. You already know what it is, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Dude. I got to go ahead and give y'all Lush Radio welcome, man. Yeah,
yeah. I feel special.
You feel excited? Are you excited? Do you feel it? Do you feel it?
Oh, yeah, we feel it. No doubt. No doubt.
So, I mean, do we got the duo live on the line? We got both of you guys on the line, right?
You got one half of Rebellious. This your boy G right here. You know, my partner in crime, he a little under the weather right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I'm holding it down for the squad.
Man, tell him I got some chicken noodle soup for him, man. That's some chicken noodle soup, baby.
I think he's trying that old school gin and juice remedy right now. He's trying to knock it on that.
But you know what? Less Radio and the whole team sends out our blessings to him, and we hope you feel well because a lot of people was under the weather because it's hawking outside. What's the weather like down south right now? Because it's hawking out here in the DMV.
Man, it's probably like in the 40s, low 40s right now. Yeah, it's probably going to drop down to probably about mid-30s, but it's kind of been up and down. You know, it's been up and down. Yes, well, Monday, man, it was like 68 all day. So I'm walking around with no jacket on. I'm like, man, boy, I feel good out here then. Like, today it was like pretty breezy all day today, you know. So, you can't have, you really ain't got no choice but to get sick. I mean, you're going to get sick at least once, you know, with this weather switching back and forth like that, so yeah.
That's what it is, man. So, man, tell us how you got into the industry. A lot of people compare y'all guys to like A Ball and Jay Z and stuff like that, and the whole Outkast movement and stuff. You know what I mean? We don't have that many, you know, good duos out here nowadays from since, you know, back in the day. So, tell us, you know what I'm saying? Tell us what's the whole movement. Tell us what you guys are about.
Oh, man, Rebellious, man. It's about really. Rebellious is about your own sign, you know. I mean, your own style, you know. It's like, you know, forget what everybody else doing. Pave your own way. Do your own thing, regardless of what anybody got to say about it, no matter how much they hate it, no matter what. As long as you're doing you, I think you'll last long in this industry. You know, a lot of people get caught up in the imitating and, you know, my manager, Bobby Steers, he call them diet. He call them diet rappers, you know, because you just a chip off the block of somebody else because, you kind of impersonate somebody else. And after a while, you go run out of ideas or you got to wait on them to come up with something else so you can kind of change your style up. But, you know, Rebellious is all about originality, you know, having your own sound. We call it Southern Groove Entertainment, you know. So, I mean, we started this thing back in, like, when we was kids, you know, like 99, 2000, started messing around with it, dropped the album in college called A Revelation. That's where it kind of started. You know, there's a lot of politicking going on that joint, and a lot of people, I mean, you can put it in and like, 1 through 14, literally. I mean, this is like, a lot of people, when they get your music, they don't have to make comments on it. They don't have to come back and tell you, yo, that joint was riding. They don't have to say that to you, you know what I mean? But if they like it, you know, a lot of people go out of their way to be like, hey, man, I put that album in, and it took me all the way to Columbia. Or I rode from Myrtle Beach all the way to Columbia, man, on that album, man. It's good riding music, and that's what we make. We make good riding music. It's not all club. We don't do a lot of club joints, you know. We want to bring the club to us, you know. Once we go in the club, once they see Rebellious, once they see the T-shirts, once they see the squad, they like, hey, we already know what we about to get from them. We about to get some music. We not about to get no, you know, just an 808 pound in your head. You better get some music.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. So what basically, you know what I'm saying, inspired you, Cass, and how did you guys get together and meet and form this whole entire collaboration?
Oh, man, well, you know, I've been playing music since like fourth grade, you know, so I've been dealing with music, play a lot of live instruments and stuff, and my partner in crime, Shout Dog, you know, we kind of started messing around a little bit in high school, but then once we went to college, it was kind of crazy, man, because we had just graduated from high school, then we went to college, and we had this this girl we went to high school with, man, she got killed in an accident, and
Yeah,
we was all like real close to her, so you know, we was kind of, once we got the call, you know, everybody was like, oh man, you know, hey, time to roll up one, crack a couple of them bottles, man, and just sit and just, you know, reminisce for a minute. Then it's like, you know, we had like some little instrumentals, Devin the Dude instrumentals and stuff like that, and I was in there, you know, just like rapping over some stuff, and he came in and, you know, he started rapping some stuff. And I was like, man. So then my other two partners, they came and they were like, man, y'all sound good together. So we was like, nah, man, y'all just saying that, you know. So we talked about it and was like, shoot, man, hey, You want to try it out? But it never started out as a business. It started out as just, you know, a way of expression. We thought it sounded good, so we didn't ever let anybody hear it. It was just out, you know, we didn't have anywhere to record anything like that. So finally, you know, we finally went to a spot, recorded something, laid it down. People heard it, was like, man, that sounds good. And, you know, I go back and listen to it now, and it sucks. I mean, it's I mean, you know, the sound back then was, we thought it sounded good back then, but, you know, everything has changed up so much. And I go back and listen to it now, I'm like, oh, man, that quality was awful. But, you know, you still got the message through the bad quality. So I guess that's what they were hearing back in 2000 and 2001. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's like once we did that, we went to a couple of studios, and, you know, I do like a lot of production. And once we got in the studio, and we never had like a real engineer. We always went with somebody who was working on one of their projects. So our stuff never got the attention that it needed. So, you know, all in all, man, we just hopped on our grind real quick and went and bought some studio equipment, bought a keyboard. I had to learn how to, I said, man, I got to learn how to make a beat. I know how to play live instruments, but, you know, now I got to figure out how to program all this stuff, you know, get the ideas out of my head and, you know, into there. So, I mean, we just kept, you know, buying little equipment until finally, you know, we all Pro Tools down. We got the Mac in here. We got the Triton, we got the Reasons, we got Pro Tools, got compressors, preamps, everything, you know, and it's been a long grind. You know, people make you a lot of promises and things of that nature, man, and people in this business, man, you can't get discouraged by that, because a lot of people, you know, man, these industry cats out here, you know, I mean, like, you know, the A&Rs, the labels and stuff like that, get on your independent grind. Get that money, you know what I'm saying? Get that money. It ain't all about, because we necessarily, like, we getting this independent money. If a label or a deal or something come, I mean, we not just fed a hop to it and be like, yeah, man, let's sign. Nah, ain't better do that. You know, we getting a little cheddar already. So, I mean, it's not all about the limelight and stuff like that, because, I mean, in all honesty, if I can sit back and make money off my music and you ain't never got to see my face, then I'd be that dude. You know, I just...
Basically, you're saying you're doing it for the love of it, the fact that you just do for the love of it. And that's you know what I'm saying, a lot of people have lost that. More people are like, I want to be a one-hit wonder because I just want to get this cash, whatever. But, I mean, it's good to actually, you know, find somebody that actually loves the music. You know, that's the whole reason why people like Nancy and me, you know, created, you know, radio shows and stuff like that, like this, to, you know, to bring back real music. We was a time where even hip-hoppers, they used to listen to some Phil Collins and Madonna and all that. That's the flavor to do what you was doing. So don't even act like you didn't, you know. Just listen to some Guns N' Roses, you know what I mean? Get out of here. You know, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's all about that real music. And shout out to Hellraiser. They whole team and everything, they whole movement. Shout out to Hellraiser. Y'all need to go check them out. They're also a Blog Talk host. They definitely, you know, support the whole movement and everything like that. So please shout out them. They're my peoples for real, real talk.
Yeah.
We got a caller from the 561. This Hellraiser, what up?
Ooh, hello? Yeah, what's going on?
What's up, hey? Oh man, this is my girl. This is my girl right here, DJ Samora. She gonna be on in a quick second. Samora, stay right there on the line. We gonna have to bring some DJ Samora live in the building in a few, and we gonna bring in T Players. So stay on the line with us, boo. All right.
All right. Cool.
That's what it is, man. You know what I mean? I be trying to get my area codes right, man. Yo, them area calls are messing me up, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Right now, we in the mix with your boy right here, G, you know what I'm saying? One half, you know what I mean, of, you know what I mean, Rebellious. And what made y'all come up with Rebellious? I mean, y'all that angry? What's going on? Let us know. What you mad at, son? Let us know. Tell them why you mad.
Hey, in all honesty, it kind of started back, you know, we had gotten in a little trouble one time, so we was out doing something. We was out doing some community service and all. So we was out, doing our little thing, man. And we was like, man, we need to come up with a name. You know, that's when it kind of started getting serious. So we came up with some crazy stuff. And I said, hey, man, look at our situation. I said, hey.
You know what I had thought, right? See, you know, because I'm like real, you know, like crazy and stuff. So I was like thinking of stuff. I was imagining stuff. So yeah. I had that, you know, y'all had got a beating from y'all moms for being bad. And, like, I'm a little rebellious little MFers.
Oh, man. Oh, hey, check that. We used to get that all the time now, you know what I'm saying? Why are you so damn rebellious? I'm like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it is what it is. If I don't feel like doing it, hey, you know? I mean, the thing is, like, rebellious came because we was like, man, you know, regardless of what everybody say, you know, about the music, our mission is going to be to stay in our lane, pave our own path. And that's rebellious, going against the grain, you know, regardless of what anybody say. But the thing about it, you could put us in the same playing field with anybody, and we will crush it. Then we'll come back to our side of the fence. I mean, because it's about the music.
That's some real confidence right there, G.
I mean, hey, check this out. When this mixtape drop, I'm telling you, when this mixtape drop, you will get a serious sample of that. We make all kinds of music. If you say, I want to hear your hottest club, Joy, I want you to make something that'll go up against whatever. That's what we do. We compete with ourselves. I'm not competing with local artists. I'm competing with, I mean, we competing with the Jay-Z's and all the hot cats right now. That's what our mind frame is.
That's it. And real quick, shout out to Skills. Make sure y'all log on to www.onpointmag.info. Check that out. It's Hot Magazine, repping for the Carolinas. They doing real big things, man. For real. All y'all PR people, you know what I'm saying? All at them, they getting in. So, which one of you, the short one or the tall one?
I'm the tall one.
Oh, you the tall one. Oh, they're like, yeah, I'm about to get it in. I'm about to break it. But anyway, we about to go ahead and get into the music, man. We got that joint 12 Leather. Man, introduce this joint, man, and tell them what this joint about to be about, man.
What did you say, the leather?
Yeah, the leather.
Yeah, man, the leather is leather and wood. You know what I'm talking about? It's Cadillac music. You know what I'm saying? It's just laid back, chilling. You know, I mean, nobody can tell you nothing. You know, it's a sunny day. It's a sunny day in the Carolina. You know, about 6:30 p.m. summertime. Just got a car wash. You about to ride out to the, well, down here in the country, we ride to the baseball field. Or you about to ride out to a little festival or something, floss a little big. You know, it's just good Cadillac music. That's it.
That's what's up. And you got this other one called Mouth. Is that Mouth? Is that Mouth? Is that
Yeah. Yeah. It's called Watch Your Mouth. That's like the other side of the fence right there that I was telling you about. You know.
So which one do you feel is harder? Which one you? I'm gonna let you have your choice to select which one I should play.
Which one do you want? Hey, check this out. Leather and Wood, anybody who listening, you can go Google that joint. You can find that everywhere. But I'm going to do this especially for you. Ain't nobody heard this yet. You are the first one. No doubt.
Exclusive.
You know what I'm saying? To play this Watch Your Mouth. And the thing about it, it's a real, I want to say revolutionary track, but it's probably something that you always want to say to somebody. But, you know, man, we go say what they don't want to say or whatever. We go put it in perspective. For everybody, only
because, you know, I like to hear this little treble making a little thing right here. I'm going to play Watch Your Mouth because I'm really intrigued about this right now. So we're going to play Watch Your Mouth and we're going to get it in. We're going to come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch Your Mouth.
Watch your mouth, stay in your place. Depend on people 'cause the people won't say. bless America. Bless the us when you come and bury her. Life is fucked up when you struggle for a pen and ain't seen good times till I met him there. And we smoke the fat blunt. Fast ain't the last song. This motivation for the strong. Cause we gotta be strong. Cooper ain't got home, but we gotta push on. I push a Cadillac, they just need a little chrome. Got a couple hoes, but I still feel alone. Me and the beat, and we're all on our own. People pardon me, I'm just lost in my zone. Gone like a rolling stone. Shit, I'm just trying to cope. Cause the evil won't let me go. Telling me get the dough, and then I go get the dough. Been selling and get some more. I flip it and flip it, nigga. I guess you call me Lil Flipper. Love to hit it, bar. Yes, I am a big tipper. And I love the sunshine, fuck the rain. But I make it cloudy, never been rowdy. Keep that tranquilizer, got a couple of four daughters, nigga. That's my energizer. Boy, you better wise up. The heat is gonna rise up. Gotta catch my ties up before he save my time up. Fuck being a riser, fuck being a grinder. Nigga, I'm all the above. And what I heard him say was,
just watch your mind, stay in your place. You better watch your bank, cause your cash ain't safe.
A black victim of America, stuck in the system that buried her. Put 30 inches on the cutlass, had it sitting up in the air. Haters looking at me mean, but I really don't care. Yeah. Open that hole under the hood, put your money where your mouth feels. Carolina South, man, we running this bitch. I ride that Chevy, so heavy. Tripping leather and wood, tripping leather and wood, tripping leather and wood. Hitting corners like I wanna, keeping that good, good. So heavy, tripping leather and wood, tripping leather and wood, tripping leather and wood. Bending corners, doing 50, blowing this sticky yicky, blowing this sticky yicky, blowing this sticky yicky. I'm blowing that sticky yicky. Devo and D-Rock is with me. The hand that done got me tipsy. Now we looking for them girls in them little short shorts and a hair and them curls. I pull over to the curb and holla, bitch, I rock your world. I rock your world. Fold the white stripes on the tightest of the caddy, but you know you got the charger sitting higher. Buick, slick as Chevrolet, Ford trucks and Escalade. Looking damn good, sitting on leather gripping wood.
I put them deuces on the charger, set it way up in the sky. My granddaddy called me foolish, but them shawties call me fly. They call me G. Hit a nigga with a 380, bump in the trunk might drive them crazy. They so shady, man, we don't even go to their car shows. Minds blow like explosive, we posing for pictures. Haters all in the grill, but if you could, you will. Go get a heavy Chevy, put it up on the veins. Carolina connect, we gripping that wood, man. I ride that Chevy, so heavy, gripping leather and wood. Gripping leather and wood, gripping leather and wood. Bending corners like I wanna, jeeping that good and good. So heavy, dripping leather and wood, dripping leather and wood, dripping leather and wood. Bending corners, doing blowing.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, you're listening to Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is, man. We got Rebellious Live in the building, you know what I'm saying? One half your man G in the building. And we also want to have T Players in the building in a few. With your girl DJ some more, we're gonna be getting in. So you know what I'm saying? So G, you know what I'm saying? I actually like the second joint. I actually like leather and wood.
Yeah.
I actually like leather and wood. Leather and wood, I would suggest that you push that more as a single.
Yeah.
The first joint I played, I was kinda like in between with that one, but the second one, Leather and Wood, is definitely like gave me that MJG, like 8-Ball MJG feel. I definitely like that joint.
Yeah,
that's
no,
definitely
no
the joint that I really like right there and stuff. And so, you know, for the whole, you know, the 2009, what do you think was, you know, saying the biggest thing that you guys feel like you accomplished in 2009?
The biggest thing we accomplished is 2009, you know, was kind of hooking up with Bobby Steele's over at On Point Magazine and my boy Ace of Spade. You know, they kind of managing us right now. And really, in all honesty, that leather joint you heard, that was the remix to, like, the original. So, you know, it's kind of like we put the original out first to kind of see, you know, it was just like a test thing, you know. And we put it out, and people, you know, we went and checked with big shouts out to Niche Carolina Magazine, too. You know, they had a little write-up that we had no idea about. You know, we was like, oh, man, well, they must be, you know, kind of feeling it a little bit. But, you know, that was like the biggest, our biggest accomplishment, you know, in 2009, because we only had management right now for 6 months, you know. So we kind of 6 months in, and we have done more in these past 6 months than we've done in the past 3, 4, 5 years, you know. So, you know, big shouts out to them boys, man, for kind of getting behind us and getting the music out there like that.
Yeah, that's what it is, man, you know what I'm saying, definitely, man. You know, I'm definitely, you know, you guys got, you know what I'm saying, a look that you guys definitely want to, you know what I'm saying, take over the world and everything, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, you definitely, you know what I'm saying, definitely, guys, you know, I see nothing, but, you know what I'm saying, you guys got to keep pushing on and keep doing your thing. I see nothing but, you know, some good things, because, you know, it definitely seems like you guys are humble, and you guys are definitely, you know what I'm saying, working hard, and you definitely got a strong team behind you. Shout out to Steels. You know, I see you, dude. I see you. I already know what it is. On Point, man. Get it in. And if you didn't know, your girl Nancy O is actually on and featured On Point Mag. If you didn't, my girl is out there doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? She got a diva pick on that joint, so check that one out too. You know what I'm saying? Just had to plug that in. Make sure you go to www.strictlybone1.com. Check out the new sweater line, sweater collection for the winter. Check that situation now. It's going down. You already know what it is. So the other thing, you know, being in this industry, what do you feel is the hardest thing that you had to face, you know, being in this, you know, being in this industry?
The biggest thing now, you know, is kind of breaking that Carolina slave mentality. You know, it's kind of breaking that, you know, kind of getting people to be a bit more open-minded, thinking outside the box, thinking bigger than the Carolinas. You know, once you make your music bigger than the Carolinas, you know, I think you'll be more marketable in more areas. So, you know, that's kind of been the biggest thing. And we got to get this hate out of our system, man. I mean, there's room for everybody in this business. It's room for everybody. Everybody doesn't have to be the star. Everybody doesn't have to be the first one to say, well, I put Carolina on. I mean, who cares? You know, as long as everybody eating and we making good music, that's what it's all about. I never want to see my people beefing over some independent local music crap. You know, I'm like, man, we supposed to be bigger than this, and it's power in numbers. You know what I mean? It's power in numbers, man. And we just got to get all this hate out of our system. You see somebody doing good and you want to drag them down like crabs in a barrel, you know what I mean? We got to get out of that, you know. But once we do that, I think North Carolina and South Carolina, I think we can be a force to be reckoned with on the East Coast and nationwide.
Can I ask you a question?
What's up?
If somebody slapped you a super big budget, and they said all you got to do is sell your soul to the devil, and you got to wear tight jeans, and so you got to put like this S curl in your head, right? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You got to make wear a man purse and all that, right? Would you do it, Brett?
Nah, man. I know what my blessings come from. I know what my blessings come from. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, I mean, think about it, man. Look at all these cats out here who you heard that hot song on the radio. You're like, man, where they at now? You know, where they at? You know what I'm saying? They went in and made a fool out of themselves for a little bit of fame. And, you know, the fame don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying?
You know, right now, all the hot artists are, you know, getting locked up. So, you know, now it's time, you know what I'm saying, for you guys to come up and, you know what I'm saying, spring out and get it in right now. This is your time. The quarter this quarter is over. We're going into a brand new quarter. Everybody just needs to get their game together, get their team right, and let's get it in, man.
Yeah.
And definitely, I definitely see the team you guys got going on, strong team. And, you know, shout out to Steels, you know, definitely. You already know I see you, dude. I see you. You see me, I see you. Right here, we in each other's eyes. You know, but.
Hey, big shouts out to y'all, though, man. Lush Radio. You know, the blog radios, you know, Nancy, oh, man, big shouts out to y'all, because think about it, y'all don't have to do this. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Y'all don't have to do this for independent artists, man. So it's kind of like, I mean, it's much love coming from the Rebellious camp, you know what I'm saying? It's much love, man. I mean, because like I said, you know, y'all take time out of your day, you know, to do this, and you see the bigger picture. You know, y'all see the bigger picture, and a lot of people, you know, we didn't get played on, like, on shows like y'all, man. Nobody would ever hear our music, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, much love to y'all first off, you know what I'm saying, first off.
All I'm saying is, like me and people like Nancy O and other people like that, all I'm saying is when you get big, son, and you get up and you get, you know what I'm saying, your Oscar, you getting your Emmy Award, or whatever you getting, right, all I want to hear is you say, yo, shout out to Lush Radio, son.
No doubt.
I want you to look in the camera, son, and say, yo, Lush, I see you, son. That's all I want to hear, son. Real talk.
No,
you know
doubt.
What I'm saying? That's all I want to hear. You know what I mean? I do it for the people. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people, man. This is what I live for. This is what I love. It's all about the music, and it's all about giving back. Because, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, you never know how we going to meet each other at the end of the day. Y'all, you know what it is, man. Lushy Luck in the building. If you're just joining us now, we got Rebellious, one half of Rebellious G Live in the building. My man right there, Shell Dog, right now is sick right now. You know what I mean? We need to send him some soup in the package. You already know what it is. We're going to have DJ Samore, and we're going to have T Players live in the building representing Hard Body. So the question is, man, you know, where do you see yourself? Where do you see the whole movement in a couple of years? Where do you see you guys in the future? You got any videos, anything that's going to be going down? What's going on?
Wow. Oh. This right now, man, we plotting on a killer. I'm talking about a killer promo plan. That's a lot of things, a lot of stuff that people missing, man. And, you know, like promo, they kind of throw their projects out there and they die out in 24 hours, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's kind of like we got a video lined up. You know, we got this single that we're going to push probably early February called Lady, you know. And our music, you know what I'm saying, our music real smooth, man. We got a lot of stuff lined up. We got a hell of a promo, you know. Management and put together a hell of a promo, man. And I'm excited about it. You know, they got this mixtape that we're doing with Million Dollar Dreams. Big shouts out to Sam King, Ren and Roper. You know, Million Dollar Dreams, they mixing up our mixtape, man. And really, you know, it's called Rise to the Occasion, Carolina Blueprint. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. tell everybody, you know, where they can check you guys at and everything, and, you know, touch bases with you and all that, and get it cracking.
Yeah, check us out, man, www.rebelliousmusic.com. RebelliousMusic.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Rebellious Minds. You can follow us on there. Check out my production page, pmpworldwide.com/blackestbeats with a Z. And, hey, we just out here getting in. Rebellious Music, that's where you'll find all the latest stuff on Rebellious. I'm talking, we got a mixtape cover up there now if you want to go check it out. It's really hot. Check that out. You know, we got some music on there too. We got all kind of stuff, pictures from award shows, this, that, and the third, you know. But yeah, 2010, we getting in.
That's what it is, man. I'm so proud of y'all. I hope Short Dog get, you know what I'm saying, feel better and everything, you know what I mean. So I'm definitely proud of the whole movement. Shout out to Steels again, you know what I mean, and shout out to the whole Rebellious movement. You know, hopefully when I come down to the Carolinas to check out Nancy, I'll see you guys, you know what I'm saying? We can get some pictures together, possible bottles, get cracking.
Word up.
You know, so, man, shout out to y'all, man. Definitely, I love you guys, you know what I'm saying? I support you. You know, I support the independent artists. You know what I mean? If we don't do it for y'all, then who else going to do it? You know what I mean? So, you know, we definitely going to holler at you guys on the flip side.
Yeah.
And, you know, we appreciate you and we love you, man. For real, I need them drops, too. Stop playing. I need a job.
Got you.
Make me shake you, man. Don't make me shake you.
No doubt, man. No doubt.
That's what it is, man. Let's live in the building, man. We're going to go ahead, you know what I'm saying, and we're going to bring in my girl DJ Samore. Hey, man, I'm going to holler at you on the flip side. I love you, man. You can stay on the line with us, man, too, if you want to still stay on and listen, man, all right?
All right, babe, that's what's up.
That's what's up, man. And tell Show Dog, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming to Carolinas, man. I'm coming to Carolinas. You know? Yes, man. We love y'all, man. We getting it in. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. We had your boy live in the building, G, from One Half of Rebellion, coming in, man. Watch for them cats. Upcoming artists doing their thing. We got to support each other. Local DJs. Local radio stations, y'all need to support your artists, man. I show love to everybody. It's not just the DMV, it's worldwide. We gonna bring my girl that goes hard in the paint, one of the hottest DJs, representing Slip and Slide DJs, worldwide
DJs,
college radio and all that jazz, baby. DJ Samore.
What up, girl? I love that Steve Harvey intro. I really do. I love that Steve Harvey intro. That was amazing. I be trying to get my Steve Harvey intro in someone, but when somebody Steve Harvey intro you, it's so lovely. I love it.
That's what it is, man. DJ Samore, yeah. you know what I'm saying? You got this hot artist, man. You know, key players, you know, doing his thing. We need to go ahead and bring him in too, man. So coming to the stage right now, live, or let's say online, it's going to be your man, T-Players.
What's happening?
Players, man, what's up with you, man? We got both of y'all going hard in the paint, man. What's goody, man? DJ Samore, you know, this your hot artist. You definitely been pumping and pushing them, man. Hey, tell us the spiel on T-Players, man.
Well, you know, like I said, you know, we let the music speak for itself. But like I said, dude, humble dude, I'm telling you, he bringing something new. Like, he going to bring you what y'all hearing, but in a new direction. Then we call that futuristicness. That's a.k.a. the futuristic prince, that is. Because, you know, we're going to sneak up with y'all with some other R&B-ish. So, you know, we can't really keep it R&B. We be outside the box. So, you know, we flip it up on you.
That's what it is, man. T-Players, man, what you know, what made you decide to get into the whole R&B spiel? What made you decide to get into music?
Well, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing this for quite a while now. You know what I'm saying? I started overseas in Germany, you know what I mean, where I graduated high school. So I've been doing it about 6 years, and, you know what I mean?
Hold on. Sorry to interrupt you. Quick question. Since you said Germany, Guten Tag, and the other thing I wanted to say was, you an R&B brat.
Yeah, I'm an R&B brat.
Oh, ding, 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 yay.
Yeah, you know what time it is, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I go hard in the paint with whatever I, you know what I'm saying, set my mind to. So, you know, the music is what I did, and, you know what I mean, and the rest is your history, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it is, man. So doing your music in Germany and coming over here to the U.S., how did you feel the response was, I mean, from doing your R&B over there and then over here?
Well, it was a good response, you know what I mean? It was a good response over there, you know what I mean? They're pretty straightforward with it. They're not really into the who you know and who you signed with and everything like that over there. It's just about the music. Either they love it or hate it, and they're going to let you know. So, you know, I just stuck to what I was doing, you know what I mean? It was totally something totally different, being that it was overseas, you know. I got that pop, you know, I hit the club over there. They playing that techno, that pop, you know what I mean? So everything and my music, I incorporate that also. I incorporate the pop and, you know, with the R&B and, you know what I mean, just mix it up like that. So, basically, they'll never know what I'm going to do next. You feel me? So, it was a good response when I got to the States, too.
So, how did you get connected with DJ Samore?
I'm just trying to tell you so.
Yeah, I mean, you can let them know what's up with that, Mo. It's been a while. We connected up a while back, though.
You know basically, how a sister came upon such great talent, you know what I'm saying, being that can flip it up, you know, singing, then rapping, then flip it up on something else. You know what I'm saying? That's where the whole futuristic come from. He was doing his thing, you know what I'm saying, the group thing, situation didn't really work out. And then, you know, he was, you know, going to the solo thing. I was like, you know what, let's, you know, go ahead and do the, you know, the little A&R thing. And so we was, you know, the vibe, the connection was going there. I seen his grind, his hustle. Because bro is definitely on his grizzle, you know what I'm saying? And he just gets it in, bringing that hot music, and plus gets on the, you know, get his grind on too, connecting with, you know, the DJs and get his networking on. So I was like, you know what? He exhibits all urban entertainment qualities and things like that. So I'm like, you know what? How about you become officially a member of urban entertainment? So he was like, yeah, cool. You know, it's all good. Let's make it official. We did that. And in 2010, we about to get it in, and somebody going to cut a check. That's all I got to say. So, yeah.
Mm.
That's what it is, man. That's what, hey, man, you definitely got a, you know how they say a hype man? You got a hype woman. That's for real. That's some real stuff right there, man. So, T-Players, man, who are some of the producers you working with? And, you know, you down in the South right now in Florida area, right?
Yeah, right now I'm down in Florida right now. You know what I mean? Everything like that. So I work with a few producers, you know, here and there. The producer I work with mainly right now, his name Beat Genius, you know what I mean? He crazy with it. Who else? Weezy Hitmaker, you know, KE on the track, you know, my homeboy Florida Boy. It's just a lot of producers, you know what I mean? I don't want my music just to sound like the same thing every time they get something from me, you know what I mean? So like I said, I constantly switch it up, man. I got several people on my team. You know what I mean? Some I work with more than others, but I got several I work with.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. See, players, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and get into this music, man. You got this joint called Love Roller Coaster. Roller Coaster. Ow. Alive. So, I want you to go ahead and introduce this joint. We're going to go ahead and let these people ear dance a little bit, get them a little bit of your soothing R&B. And, you know, after this song, right, you know I'm going to let you do an acapella joint because I got a thing for R&B singing. So, you know what I'm saying? So, go ahead and introduce this joint, Love Roller Coaster.
Hey, what it is, you know, this your boy T-Pleasure right here. You know what I mean? This is my single right here, Love Roller Coaster. You know what I mean? Kick it with your boy, take a ride one time. You know what I'm saying?
Look at it. That's what it is, man. Yeah.
Oh, man. Love is it's like a roller coaster that never ends. Sometimes it gets out of that ride, you know?
But she picked me up, did she take me down?
Roller coaster,
when she picked me.
definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby. I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
God, Dizzle, dog.
What did I tell you?
Hey, dog, I'm about to hit the Casey. Ooh, yeah.
Hey.
Hey, yo. Hey, that joint right there was hot. I mean, you definitely threw the Usher joint, old joint in that joint, and it definitely was a hot joint. You like the new age, like Usher, because, you know, Usher getting old as hell. You know what I'm saying? You know, Usher can't dance no more. But anyway, shout out to Usher with his big head. But anyway, we love you, Usher.
I hit it real. I just hit it real fast, just a little bit. I hit the little ad lib, you know.
But I ain't going lie though. That joint right there, Roller Coaster. Oh my God, boy. Well, what you trying to do to these ladies out here, man?
I'm trying to do something serious. You know what I mean?
What is he trying to give them the moisture? What is he doing?
His name is T Pleasure now. Okay,
T-Pleasure, thunderstorm rain, moisture. I mean, you know what I'm talking about?
I mean T-Pleasure. I mean you pleasure. But anyway, that joint right there was definitely hot. Definitely would be a hot joint. I would definitely put a stamp on that. That definitely would, like, hit the pop charts and definitely, it would definitely be a hot single to push. For real, that joint gets hot. And, vessels like using outlets like Django and stuff like that with situations like that song right there. If you threw it with an artist that sounds similar to you, which is like Usher or something like that, and you put that in rotation, you definitely get a lot of plays and stuff like that. And definitely putting that in a mix on a slow jam or anything, you know what I'm saying, in a club. Oh, man, mm-hmm. Slow dance joint right there. You know, some bumping and grinding. Baby's going to be made, all that, son. Real talk.
Hey, that's what it is.
And bring me down.
Oh, okay.
Hey, she hit it.
Hey, yo, that joint right there is hot, though. I ain't going to lie. That joint hot as hell. You know, T-Pleasure. Shout out, you know, DJ Samoa for, you know, even bringing you on that joint, you know what I'm saying? I had to brace myself, you know. I got a little emotional just there. But, yo.
We ain't going to tell nobody. We ain't going to tell nobody. We ain't going to put y'all down blast.
You know what I'm saying? But T-Players, man, you know, when did you start singing? When did you know you had this gift? You know, I mean, I know you started in Germany, but I know you was getting a lot of bras off that joint. You was serenading bras. Don't lie, dog. Don't lie, man.
Hey, you know, like I be low key. That's what I do. I be low key, man. But you know, I started, like I said, the full music thing about 6 years ago. But at first I was rapping, you know, because I rap and sing. But I started. I started singing.
You know, we're gonna put you on blast, right? You know, we're gonna put you on blast.
Well, let's do it, man. It ain't nothing to it but to do it.
Well, go ahead and play it. Go ahead, go ahead and play it. Go ahead. Ah.
What you need?
So you know, you said you decided you wanted to go, you know, full speed ahead with this, man. So right now, since you just, you know, dropped it and said, you know, you spit too, we might as well get a little, you know, singing combination with a little, you know, spilling some flow. Can we get that? T-Pleasure?
Yeah. Man, let me see what I can get. Let me see what I can do, man. It's just a little something like, she got a sissy walk, she got a sissy talk, and she pretty in the face, slim in the waist. She got me, shawty got me blown away, yeah. And then if I rap something, I'll be like, I don't know, anything, man, anything. Like, what you want me to spit, Mo?
Hey,
what about that what you drink, player?
So now we in the mix, Urban Diddy on the rocks. I said, shawty, what's your name? She said, Jenny from the block. The club finna close, let me walk you to your car. Then maybe we can smoke, come and kick it with a star. So I handed her my number before we walked off from the bar. She said, I ain't got no pocket, so she stuffed it in her bra. I love the way you work it, shouted, let me be your boss. She looked at me sideways and said, that's going to cost. You know what I'm saying? Just a little something like that, man.
Okay, all right. Your fantique play is giving you a little tang-a-lang-lang pleasure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
Y'all watch out for Pleasure of Love. We're trying to holler at VH1 about that, too, now. That Pleasure of Love. So, ladies, you know, I just had to put that out there. You know what I'm saying? Ray J looking for love. You know, we'll get into that. You know, they say they're looking for love. So, you know, we need to get that Pleasure of Love because, ladies, boy, you heard Love Roller Coaster, right? Holler at
Definitely.
You, boy. Let them know where they can holler at you at, please.
Oh, yeah, man. They can get at me. You know what I'm saying? We got the site going, tpleasure.ning.com. You know what I mean? You got the Twitter.com/tpleasure. You know, you spell it TPLEZYA. Or, you know, the MySpace, myspace.com/tpleasure. You know, holler at me and I holler back.
That's what it is, man. And the other thing I want to ask, man, is like, you know, you got any videos coming out soon? Any new things that we need to know about, you know, to check for?
I got a few things. You know, I got something going on with the homeboy COA Baby. You know what I mean? Shout out to him. COA Baby, it's a track called Super Bad. You know what I mean? We're shooting a video for that. And that's, you know, that's his single. So y'all look out for that on radio. I got, you know, the Love Roller Coaster coming out. You know, we getting the video and everything ready for that. I got something going
Futuristic
on.
Love Affair? Come on now,
yeah.
Player.
Oh, yeah,
don't,
yeah,
you
yeah,
gotta
yeah.
let them know about that, Player. Don't forget about that.
We got a mixtape coming out, you know what I'm saying? Like she said, the Futuristic Love Affair. That's coming real soon, you know, hosted by DJ Money Mike. You know what I'm talking about. Shout out to him. Got a track coming out with GS Boys. You know what I mean? They did that Stanky Leg. So y'all look out for that on radio. The track called Top to Bottom.
Wow. Hey, check this out, though. Can I get a cameo on the joint, dog? What's up?
The holler. You know, it ain't nothing. I'm talking about the holler. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got your spot in there. You know what I mean? VIP status. So.
That's what it is. I could be a video big fan.
Already. What's your Twitter? Stop playing. Let me follow you.
Oh, man. You should be following me already. Come on, man. Let's Radio Online.
Let's Radio Online, man. Yeah.
And you need to be following the Nancy O radio show also, man. That girl definitely gets on the grind and definitely supports independent artists also, for real.
Okay, that's what it is. Yeah, I am already following. You already know I'm on it.
That's what it is, man. See, Players, man, what do you feel is the hardest thing and the hardest thing you had to deal with getting into the industry? And also, what do you feel was your biggest accomplishment?
The hardest thing to get in the industry, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, sometimes people, you know what I mean, like when they find out I do R&B, you know what I mean, it's just a little bit harder. It's a little bit harder to get the DJs to listen, you know what I mean, because right now it's like most of the music is they want to play it in the club and they want to be able to jump up and down off of it and everything like that, you know, with the R&B. You know, I'm just trying to bring back that smooth music, that laid back, you know what I mean, that real R&B, so. You know what I mean? But once I got the DJ's ears, you know, word of mouth, that help out, you know, spread out. So that was just the hardest thing, though, once, you know, with the R&B thing over, you know, instead of doing the rap thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, what is your biggest accomplishment in 2009?
My biggest accomplishment in 2009? I guess I would say the mixtape love that I got, you know what I mean, from being on Urban Entertainment mixtapes to, you know, DJ Spins mixtapes and just a whole bunch of different mixtapes, you know, basically the features and everything that I got, the way the word spread, man, it was just crazy, you know. It just blew me away. It still do to the to this day.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Right, you see him, humble, right? Okay.
What kind of advice would you give an upcoming artist or you know, some of these youth out here that's trying to aspire to be an R&B singer or just get into the industry in general?
I would just say, you know, keep going. You know what I mean? Just do you, because, you know, everybody is their own individual person. You know what I mean? You can always have your influences and everything like that, but don't actually try to be another person. You know what I mean? Just do you. Don't let nobody tell you no. You know what I mean? I was always taught that nobody can stop me but me, you know what I mean? So I always, you know what I'm saying, try to tell that to the people trying to do the same thing I'm doing. You know what I mean? Nobody can stop you but you.
That's what it is, man. and DJ some more, man. Tell everybody what's going on with the radio show and all that, you know, and how they can submit music and all that jazz too, man.
Well, you know your girl DJ Smore, stay on the grid. Although we know we got Christmas and everything coming up, we, you know, we getting ready for 2010 because we getting it in. But look out for the Jagged Edge hosted mixtape, you know, Super Slide DJs. Your girl DJ Smore and your boy DJ Philo, Jagged Edge hosting that, grown and sexy. So although some babies going to be made to T-Pledge and Money Mike Futuristic Level Fair, some babies going to be made to this Jagged Edge hosted mixtape coming up. And then, you know, we got the 2009 wrap-up. Mixtape that's going to drop too. So we got two mixtapes dropping this year. You know, we got 2 weeks. You know, we on the grizzle like that. In 2010, just look out for, you know, a lot of, you know, special guests like Mia X hosting, you know what I'm saying, one of the Divas 2010. You know, that's just on mixtape thing. I ain't going to give y'all too much on that. And the radio show, we just getting it in and y'all can submit your music to urbanentradio@gmail.com. If you want to get on the mixtape, you know, you want to get on the, you know, that Urban Entertainment Radio promo plan, hey, holla at me, realurbanent.ning.com. I'm just saying. So, you know, we do the radio thing and the management thing. Make sure y'all check out your boy T-Pleasure, T-P-L-E-Z-Y-A.ning.com. I'm just saying, okay? You know, holla 2010, we getting it in.
That's what it is. This was a long overdue interview, man, and
yes,
you know what
yes,
I'm saying.
Yes, it was.
And you know what I'm saying? You know how you, this I'm gonna tell you one thing about this girl, DJ Samore. This girl is persistent, man. She don't play no game. When she wants you to do something, you better do that joint, man. She like a pit bull, man. For real, man. But you know what though? I love her and I love her grind, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Renesisi, you know,
yes,
definitely for connecting me. You know what I'm saying? With you know, you can check him on Twitter. He's also an artist from the West Coast, Renesisi. Check him out on Twitter. It's just like Hennessy, RINNESSY. Man, go ahead and check out Renesisi. Google him. You already know what it is. We get it in. The Home Activity Production situation. So, like I said, man, T-Players, I'm loving you. I'm feeling you. You got the girls throwing their panties at you, all that. There's moisture. There's pleasure. All that, son. You know what I'm saying? You're making them want to have birthday sex. Holla at me. You already know what it is. But anyway, hey, yo, but T-Pleasure, check this out, though, man. What was I going to say? For the ladies, man, because you know, you this goopy love out there, man. For the ladies, man, they want to know, do you got the ring on your finger? You wifed up? You single? Or do you like bunny love? What's up? Let them know.
Come on, man. I'm single. I'm single, ready to mingle right now. I'm cooling.
I told you we looking for pleasure and love on VH1.
Yeah, I'm talking about for real, but I'm telling you, man. Like I said, just, you know what I'm saying? Ladies, take a ride with me real fast. You know what I'm saying? But VH1, I'm talking about like going down. I see your boy T Pleasure on VH1. You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and submit yourself. And like I said, ride with me, man. Shit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you. So,
yeah.
Hey, pleasure of love. Yeah. You know, I want to put you on blast, but I'm not going to do that. We don't lush on our radio, so we don't keep that. Y'all go to tpleasure.ning.com for the inside scoop here on what we talk about.
For real, man. Y'all need to go ahead and check them out, man. You know what I'm saying? All them ladies, man, get in line. All y'all models, all y'all chicks, man. Y'all need to go and holler at your dude. He ready. He going to say, need you. Gonna make you feel that moisture. So yeah, see pleasure. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody out there that definitely supports the whole show, all of our shows, from DJ Samore Show to Nancy O Show to Lush Radio Online, Street Queens the Movement. Shout out to Hip Hop Sisters .ning. Shout out to Light, Mia X, Gangsta Boo. You know, all my ladies out there, Emma A2K Magazine, all my ladies out there that's on their grind, hard body, we getting it in this year and 2010, man. You already know, we kicking at the door crazy, you know what I'm saying? Who said ladies couldn't run shit? Holla at me.
I'm just saying. Can we get to our love roller coaster one more time for those, you know, who probably just tuned in? I know this show's show, but I'm just saying, we got to put that in their membrane so they can request on their radio.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Just because I am a slight fan of that joint, you know what I'm saying? I might just throw it in the, you know what I'm saying, in the mix again for them, you know what I'm saying? For the cats that didn't know, Check out Love Roller Coaster by T Pleasure.
Yeah.
He'll definitely give you some pleasure on this track, for real. So check one, check two, Love Roller Coaster, T Pleasure.
Oh, amen.
Definitely doing this thing. You need to support the whole entire movement. Real quick, before I go back with T Pleasure, This Friday, y'all already know this whole week we got the $10 campaign. We tweet your music every week all the way until Friday. Since it's almost the end of the month, right, going to the end of the month, I'm only doing Friday shows. So artists and interviews are only going to be on Fridays. New quarter starts next, the second week of January is when I'm going back to four-week shows. But going all the way till Christmas is going to be Friday. So we're going to be tweeting all week to see who makes it. So we're going to get feedback from artists and downloads and stuff on their music. So it's a $10 campaign for that and who makes it on the Friday show. And we're going to actually have Kevin Shine from Jive live in the building this Friday, and we're going to have a whole bunch of other special guests giving feedback on new artist music. So it's going down this Friday. We're going to be talking about some real ish. So check it out, www.blowtalkradio.com/lushradioonline, call in at 347-826-7722. And this Thursday it's going down, Street Queens, the movement, and we got another interview with a hot artist from the down south area. It's going down. His name Dirty is going down. He's going down tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And at 8 o'clock, we're doing Street Queens, the movement, one of the hottest female empowerment shows going down. We're going to be talking about what you're thankful for, what's your accomplishments in 2009, what's your New Year's resolution. We're going to be talking about that this Thursday. Call in, man. Shout yourself out. Shout your stuff out. Plug it in. We're getting in. So back to the one and only T-Pleasure.
What up, though? Just cooling, you know what I mean? I want to let you know, appreciate, you know what I mean, Lush Radio Online, having me on and everything like that. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody on the team, you know what I mean? Like I said, everybody. So that way I can't miss nobody, and you know what I'm saying? I don't get no weird text messages or nothing like that. So, you know, the whole team, shout out to everybody, man, and everybody supporting T-Pleasure and the movement, you know what I mean, Urban Entertainment, let's go. So, yeah, I just want to let you know I appreciate that, man, and you know what I mean? Spin that love roller coaster, let the lady take a ride, you know what I mean? Let's go.
That's what's up, man. We love you, T-Players, and we definitely support everything that you're doing. You know, don't make too many women's panty wet out there, man. Be easy with that, man. That's killer over there, man.
All right.
You know, but T-Players, man, I definitely need them jobs for you, man. I need to, like, ooh, all that stuff, you know what I'm saying, and Lush Radio on it. Just put Lush Radio on there somewhere. I'm going to send you a job script, but I need that ooh, all that, you know what I'm saying, all that melody. Okay. Ooh.
Hey, I got you. I'm going to do a couple oohs and a couple babies. You know what I'm saying? I'll do a couple of both.
You know what I'm saying? You know, let's send you that, man. And we definitely love you over here on Lush Radio Online, man. Nothing but the love and respect for you. We see nothing but good things for you, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely hit us up on the flip side, all right, babe?
All righty. That's what it is. Hey, y'all be easy, man.
One, that's what it is, man. I'm telling you, man, we had a full-pack show. Wednesday we had Nancy O on the Nancy O radio show. We had Rebellious. Your man G, one half of Rebellious, was live in the building. We had your man T Pleasure and DJ Smore live in the building. So you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely giving you nothing but a full pack house of, you know what I'm saying, some hot stuff. But y'all need to check out Friday's show because it is going down ridiculously, man. So y'all need to watch out for that. Shout out to all the little kids out there that's going through a homeless mothers, single fathers that's out there taking care of their responsibilities. Shout out to all the people that got laid off and stuff, man. My shout outs to y'all, man. Our Kris Kringle situation is going down this Sunday, so if you could come out, you still got till that time you come to the door so we can get it in, man. We love you guys, Lush Radio Online, getting it popping all day, every day, you know what I'm saying, on Lush Radio Online. Shout out to your man, Deuce Poppy, man. Y'all need to get some white friends, baby.
Oh, my God, Deuce Poppy, we are having this awesome pool party at the W. You totally need to come and party on with us, like OMG. Don't forget the gas.
I'm a cool dude. Yeah, I drive a Benz. Sometimes I like to hang with my white friends. I can hit the hood, but every now and then I get away. I like to hang with my white friends.